This is AFM Pacific Radio Report. I'm Lance Corporal Jacob Colvin. USS Fitzgerald experienced extensive damage and flooding following a collision with a merchant vessel in early morning of June 17th. The damage included a significant impact to the starboard side and a large puncture below the ship's waterline. Quick response by the USS Fitzgerald crew saved the ship. Vice Admiral Joseph P. Alcoin said he was proud of the crew.
So this was a severe emergency, but the ship's crew was swift and responsive, and I can't tell you how proud I am of the crew for what they did to save the ship. So through the heroic efforts of the ship's crew, they prevented this ship from foundering or even sinking. At the same time, I really would like to express my heartfelt thanks to our Japanese allies with their tremendous support. They are with us the whole time, and they really helped us out a lot. The ship is salvageable. You will see the USS Fitzgerald back.
U.S. Forces Japan Commander Lieutenant General Jerry Martinez expressed his appreciation for the quick response of the Japanese Coast Guard and Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force in assisting immediately following the incident. My thoughts are with the sailors and their families. I am deeply grateful for our Japanese partners, especially the Japan Coast Guard, for their immediate and professional assistance. Commanding Officer of Fleet Activities Yokosuka, Captain Jeffrey Kim, says the crew and the families will be taken care of.
I think we all have been working very very closely and contributing to ensure that the USS Fitzgerald's crew and their families are looked after and taken care of.
The remains of seven sailors were found in the incident, and the families of the deceased have been notified. For updates, follow the 7th Fleet website at c7f.navy.mil and find support phone numbers at facebook.com/CFAYokosuka. This has been your AFM Pacific Radio Report. Thanks for listening.